Today, let's begin by turning to 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 9 to 17.
今日我哋开始嘅时候咧，请大家先翻去哥林多前书嘅3章9至17节。
The main scripture text of the day is 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verses 9 to 17.
今日嘅第一段圣经咧，就系哥林多前书3章9至17节，亦都系今日嘅主要经文。
So we'll read it to you first in English and then in Chinese. For we are God's fellow workers. You are God's field, God's building.
因为我们是与神同工的，你们是神所耕种的田地，所建造的房屋。
According to the grace of God which was given to me, as a wise master builder, I lay the foundation, and another is building upon it. But let each man be careful how he builds upon it.
我照神所给我的恩，好像一个聪明的工头，立好了根基，有别人在上面建造，只是各人要谨慎怎样在上面建造。
For no man can lay a foundation other than the one which is laid, which is Jesus Christ.
因为那已经立好的根基就是耶稣基督。
Now, if any man builds upon the foundation with gold, silver, precious stones, wood, hay, or straw, each man's work will become evident, for the day will show it, because it is to be revealed with fire, and the fire itself will test the quality of each man's work.
若有人用金、银、宝石、草木、禾秸在这根基上建造，各人的工程必然显露，因为那日子要将它表明出来。有火发现，这火要试验各人的工程怎样。If
any man's work which he has built up remains, he shall receive a reward. If any man's work is burnt up, he shall suffer loss, but he himself shall be saved. Yet so as through fire.
人在那根基上所建造的工程若存得住，他就要得赏赐；人的工程若被烧了，他就要受亏损，自己却要得救，虽然得救，乃像从火里经过的一样。Do
you not know that you are a temple of God, and that the Spirit of God dwells in you? If any man destroys the temple of God, God will destroy him. For the temple of God is holy, and that is what you are.
岂不知你们是神的殿，神的灵住在你们里头吗？ 若有人毁坏神的殿，神必要毁坏那人，因为神的殿是圣的，这殿就是你们。Today
we want to look at two reasons why we are careful in admitting people for baptism.
今日呢，我就想讲下 两个原因，为什么我们去接受人受洗是这么严格？
We had the privilege of witnessing a baptism.
我们有一个福气是见证一次的洗礼。
The person baptized confessed her sins before man and in front of God. It was not easy for the person to repent and confess her sins.
这个受洗的人就在神在人面前认罪。 很明显，一个人要去面对自己的罪和向人认罪，是不容易的。
And then I baptized her. I pronounced God's forgiveness on her. And I announced in the name of God that God has set her free.
之后呢，我就为她施洗，我就宣布神已经饶恕了她的罪，我亦都宣告奉神的名，神是将她释放了。Later
in the evening of the same day, she told me, after baptism, she felt very relieved.
在同一日的晚上，她就跟我说，受洗之后，她觉得整个人松散。She
felt as if she has been set free.
她真的感觉得到自己得释放。There
was an obvious vigor and joy in her.
是很明显在她的生命里面，是有一种动力、生命力的。Before
the person received baptism, I spoke a message on that day. I said baptism is like someone hoping to pass a driving test.
在这个人接受洗礼之前，当日我是讲了一篇信息，受洗的人就好像一个人都要准备考车试。
In some countries, Some test centers give easier tests. Other test centers give stricter tests.
咁喺一啲國家裏邊，有啲考車嘅中心咧，好容易就 pass 你啦。喺另一啲考車嘅中心咧，就會考得嚴格啲。
So people would find out which center would give easier tests.
咁咧，有啲人咧就去揾啊邊一個中心咧，就會容易啲 pass 你。
And go there and have the driving test.
咁就去嗰度考試。
How does a person qualify to receive baptism? I asked.
咁我就當日就問啦，究竟合格去受洗嘅係有啲咩啲條件呢
？In this church, it is not enough to have stopped doing certain bad things a person used to do.
嗱喺間教會咧，要受洗嘅資格咧就係唔單止淨係停止唔再做一啲壞事唔好嘅事。
It is not enough to have come to a point where you have believed in the Bible.
淨係單單去相信咗聖經咧，亦都唔足夠。
It is not enough to believe Jesus died to redeem you from your sins.
相信耶稣已经为你的罪死了，救赎你，那么也不足够。
You have to determine in your heart not to go your own way any longer. You must be willing from your heart to submit to God.
你必须在你的心里面去下一个决心，就是从今以后你不再偏行己路。你必须很甘心地受神的约束。
That means you must determine to follow the path of Jesus.
即係話咧，你必須係要下定決心去跟從耶穌嘅嗰條道路。
Otherwise, so-called repentance is not true repentance.
否則咧，你所謂嘅悔改咧，並唔係真心嘅悔改。
The so-called belief is not true belief.
所謂嘅相信並不是真心嘅相信。
And if you passed and received baptism, you would be a danger to others and yourself.
如果你真係被通過咗，你係俾人浸咗你嘅話嘅咧，其實你以後對別人咧都係一個危險嚟嘅。
You may say to yourself, this church are quite strict in their requirement for baptism.
咁或者你會心裏邊諗啊，呢間教會啊，去收人受洗咧係好嚴格喎。
Do you feel we are being strict and careful?
你會唔會覺得我哋係好嚴格、係好謹慎呢？
Well, today we want to study why we are careful in admitting people for baptism. We want to study two reasons from the text today.
咁今日咧，我哋就要研究一下点解我哋去收人受洗系咁严格小心。我啊想从刚才读嘅圣经里边咧去睇出两个原因。
Well, let's read again verse 10.
我哋一齐再睇下第十节啊。
We'll start from verse 9 and go on to verse 10.
我哋从第九节开始读到第十节。
For we are God's fellow workers, you are God's field, God's building. According to the grace of God which was given to me, as a wise master builder, I lay the foundation, and another is building upon it. But let each person be careful how he builds upon it. Don't we see the word careful?
因为我们是与神同工的。你们是神所耕种的田地，所建造的房屋。我照神所给我的恩，好像一个聪明的工头，立好了根基，有别人在上面建造，只是各人要谨慎怎样在上面建造。咁我哋睇唔睇到谨慎呢个字
？The first reason is this: we are careful so that the church won't fail our responsibility as the church of God.
第一个原因就系、是。我哋谨慎严格，系因为好让我哋整体教会唔会喺神面前咧系失职。
Baptism is a blessing from God, but with baptism comes not only God's blessing, but also responsibility.
洗礼系神所赐嘅福气，但系洗礼嘅时候，我哋唔单止得到神嘅祝福，还有系得到一种责任。
Here, the church, everyone baptized.Are being described as a building belongs to God.
喺呢度讲到咧，同埋每一个受洗加入教会嘅人咧，系神所建造嘅房屋。
But not any type of building. Verses 16 and 17 tells us it is actually a temple where God lives.
但系咧，唔系任何一种嘅房屋。第十六同埋十七节咧就话俾我哋听，呢个房屋咧其实就系神嘅殿，神系住在当中嘅。
Verse 16 says.Christians, do you not know that you are a temple of God?
第十六节就话，岂不知你们基督徒呢是神的殿，神的灵住在你们里头吗
Yes, God's Spirit actually lives in the church.
没错，神的灵呢，的确是住在教会里面。
And each person who has been baptized is like a stone or a brick.
那每一个受了洗的人呢，就好像一块砖，一块石头。
In this city, majority of the houses are made of bricks.
在这个城市呢，大部分的屋呢，都是砖造成的。
Sometimes you can see the bricks on the external wall.
有时你甚至在墙外面都会见到这间屋呢是砖造的。
Each person who has been baptized is likened to a stone or a brick. And together, all the people in the church who are baptized are the building material for God's temple.
每一个受了洗的人呢，就好比一块砖。那我们整体教会大家走在一起的时候呢，就好像呢成为一些建造房屋的一些物料了。
And pastors, teachers are builders for God's temple.
那这些牧者啊、教师啊，就是建神的殿的工人。
But you see, the church is not a place, but people.
但你知道吗？教会呢并不是一个地方，而是人。
People whom God has forgiven, people whom God has blessed with a new life.
就是一些神赦免了的人，是就是神一将新生命赐咗俾佢哋，祝福佢哋嘅一批人。
When the Bible says the church is the temple of God, it means the church should be where others can find God and live in God. Can others find God through us?
当圣经讲到教会就系神嘅殿，别人系要从教里边去认识神嘅。咁别人系能唔能够通过我哋去揾到神呢？
Are people finding God through this church? Or are people actually put off by a certain church?
那人有没有通过这间教会找到神呢？还是呢，人呢，就是对一间教会觉得反感？
Are people put off by people who have been baptized?
那有没有人呢，是被一些受了洗的人呢，对他们觉得反感呢？
The church must be people through whom others can find God. Otherwise, the church would fail our responsibility.
一间教会必须是一个地方，就是人可以在当中找到神的，否则我们整体教会就是失职了。
And we make ourselves unworthy of the blessings of God.
我们使到自己不配得到神的祝福。
But if by God's power we succeed, the church will be rewarded greatly.
但是如果靠着神的能力，我们成功的话，做得到的话，教会就会得到奖赏。
This then is the first reason why we are careful in admitting people for baptism.
所以这个是第一个原因，为什么我们收人受洗是要非常谨慎严格。
We come to the second reason.
我们来到第二个原因。
We are careful about baptism so that the church won't fail a final test.
我们小心谨慎，以致到我们不会通不过最后的一个考试。
You may think, insofar as the pastors and teachers have to allow you to be baptized, baptism is a kind of driving test.
咁或者你会谂，假如牧师啊或者教师啊去准许你受洗嘅话，受洗就好比一个考车嘅事。
But then, for Christians who have been baptized, there will be one final test.
但系对于已经受咗洗嘅人嚟讲呢，仲还有一个最后嘅考试。
There will be a judgment day for all mankind, but first for the church, then those outside the church.
因为咧系会有一个大审判日，系每一个人都要面对嘅。但系首先先喺教会开始，之后先就系教会以外嘅人。
That day will be a final test for those who have been baptized.
嗰一日咧，对于每一个受咗洗嘅人嚟讲，就系一个最后嘅考试。
And on that future day, some Christians will pass the test. Other Christians will fail that test.
在那一天呢，有一些基督徒会通过这个考试，也会有其他一些基督徒呢，考不过这个试。
And those who fail will be condemned and destroyed with the world.
那些考不过试的基督徒呢，都会跟其他教会以外的人一起呢，被毁灭。
This is a very serious issue that we are talking about. And this is the second reason why we are so careful with allowing people for baptism.
我们谈论的是一件很严肃的事情。所以这个是第二个原因，为什么我们收人去受洗是这么严格。
If you have a bookmark, let's keep this page while we look for another text.
如果你有書籤嘅話，請你留住呢一頁嚇，一間我哋會再睇嘅。
Next, we study 1 Peter chapter 4 and verse 17.
跟住我哋睇彼得前書四章十七節。
First Peter chapter 4 and verse 17.
彼得前書四章十七節。
For it is time for judgment to begin with the household of God. And if it begins with us first, what will be the outcome for those who do not obey the gospel of God?
因为时候到了，审判要从神的家起手。若是先从我们起手，那不信从神福音的人将有何等的结局呢？
Mark these words carefully.Judgment of God will start with the church first, and then those outside the church.
审判要从神的家起手，然后才是教会以外的人。
Let's turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 10.
另外，请大家翻哥林多后书五章十节。
2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 10.
哥林多后书五章十节。
For we, notice the word we, referring to Christians who have been baptized. For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that each person may be recompensed for his deeds in the body, according to what he has done, whether good or bad.
因为我们众人必要在基督台前显露出来，叫各人按着本身所行的，或善或恶受报。
The person who wrote these words was an apostle, the leader of the church.
写一封书信的人呢，就是一个使徒，就是领导层的一个较高的一位。
When he says, we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, it includes not only Christians, but teachers, pastors, all Christian leaders.
当这里讲到我们要在基督的台前显露出来的时候呢，这个我们是讲每一个受了洗的基督徒，包括是老师啊、牧师啊。
Let us now come back to the book of 1 Corinthians, chapter 11.
现在呢，我们回去哥林多前书11章32节。
1 Corinthians, chapter 11, verse 32.
哥林多前书11章32节。
But when we are judged, we are disciplined by the Lord, in order that we may not be condemned along with the world.
我们受审的时候，乃是被主惩治，免得我们和世人一同定罪。
There we'll see the word we again, referring to people in the church who have been baptized.
这里我们再一次见到我们这两个字，就是讲到教会里面受了洗的人。
So, the second reason why we are careful is that the church won't fail the final test.
所以第二个原因啊，点解我哋咁严格嘅去收人受洗咧？以免啊通唔过呢个最后嘅考试。
Now, after a detour, let us return to 1 Corinthians chapter 3, our main text of the day.
讲咗一轮之后咧，我哋而家翻嚟哥林多前书嘅第三章。
And now we come to verse 12.
现在看十二节。
Now, if any man builds upon the foundation with gold, silver, precious stones, wood, hay, or straw, what does this mean?
若有人用金、银、宝石、草木、禾秸，在这根基上建造，这句说话是什么意思呢？
How many items do we see? Let's count them.
我哋见到呢度有几多样材料啊？我哋数一数
：gold, silver, precious stones, wood, hay, straw.
金、银、宝石、草木、禾秸。
But these six items are all building material for the temple of God.
嗱，呢六种嘅材料咧，都系要嚟建造神嘅殿嘅。
But don't you feel that it's a bit strange to use gold, silver, precious stones as building material?
但你会不会觉得很奇怪呢？建造一个房屋是要用金、银、宝石。
This is picture language.
这个是一些图画式的言语。
These six items can be easily categorized into two groups, two types.
这六种的材料呢其实是分为两大类。
They refer to two types of baptized persons.
其实呢是指紧两类的受洗的人的质素。
Those who will not be burnt up by fire on the final judgment day, they are described as gold, silver, and precious stones.
那些呢在最后大审判那天不会被火毁灭的人呢，他们呢就被形容为金银宝石。
The second type of persons equally have been baptized. They are those who will be burnt up on that day.
而第二类的人呢同样都受了洗了，但那些呢是将来那天呢就会被烧毁。
That judgment day for the church will be a day of fire.
当日的大审判日呢会是用火的。
So, gold, silver, precious stones symbolize quality that can withstand test of fire.
所以金银宝石呢是讲一些的材料是可以承受到火的锻炼的。
Wood cannot survive the fire.
但是草木呢是抵受不住火的。
Just as certain person who have been baptized won't pass that final test.
就正如呢有一些受洗的人审判当日呢他是通不过这个考试的。
There was a news about a wildfire in the province of Alberta.
有一宗新闻呢就是在 Alberta 这个地方呢有大火。
I've seen videos from BBC. Houses, living rooms have been burnt up, swallowed by fire.
屋啊家私啊全部都是被烧毁。
No structure built of wood, not to mention straw, can stand fire.
不要说用草来建的屋了，连木建的屋呢都抵受不住火的。
That final test is future. And therefore, gold, silver, precious stones symbolize a long process of growth towards maturity. Christians don't arrive at high quality all at once.
那一个最后的考试呢是将来的，就是说呢这个金啊银啊宝石这些的材料呢是要经过一段长时成长栽培出来的，而达到一种长大成人成熟的一个阶段。基督徒呢不会说一下子呢就去达到这个很高水平的生命的质素。
Christians must go through a long process of testing and being refined.
基督徒必须要经过很长时期被考验。
After baptism, a person is being tested and being refined time and again. So the gold, silver, and precious stone refer to the quality arrived at on that future day.
咁喺个人受咗洗之后咧，佢系会重复又重复多次嘅受到考验嘅。咁呢啲金啊、银啊、宝石咧，就系讲到一个人佢嘅质素已经被锻炼到一个高水平。
But let's be very clear about this basic point. The quality of every baptized person will be tested by fire on that day.
但是我们必须要讲清楚关于这一点。每一个的受了洗的人，他的生命的质素到那天都会被考验。
And this test includes all the teachers of the church.
这个考验考试呢是包括了所有教会里面的牧者啊、教师。
All the pastors.
所有的牧师。
All leaders of the church worldwide.
全世界的所有的教会的领导。
Let's study the meaning of that day.
让我们一起来到思想当日是什么意思。
Let's read again verse 13 to 15.
我们再看13至15节。
Each man's work will become evident, for the day will show it.Because it is to be revealed with fire, and the fire itself will test the quality of each man's work.
各人的工程必然显露，因为那日子要将它表明出来。有火发现，这火要试验各人的工程怎样。
What does it mean by that day?
那日子是什么意思呢？
And what does it mean by fire?
火又是什么意思呢？
Well, the day refers to the glorious return or the second coming of the Lord Jesus from heaven to earth.
那日子呢是说耶稣啊从天降临的一个荣耀的日子。
It will be his second time that Jesus comes, and Jesus will come as God's appointed judge.
咁当日咧就会系耶稣第二次嚟到地上。耶稣佢嘅身份咧就系神所委派嘅一个审判官。
Yahweh God raised Jesus from the dead and also appointed him as a judge who will act in his full authority.
耶和神佢将耶稣从死里复活，亦都系指派咗耶稣咧代表佢做一个审判官。
To ascertain precisely the meaning of that day, let's compare another place by the same author.
要去明白那日子，我哋咧翻去另一段圣经，系同一个作者写嘅。
First Corinthians chapter 1, verses 7 to 8.
请大家翻去哥林多前书一章。
Chapter 1, verses 7 to 8.
哥林多前书一章七至八节。
So that you are not lacking in any gift, awaiting eagerly the revelation of our Lord Jesus Christ, who shall also confirm you to the end, blameless in the day of our Lord Jesus Christ.
以致你们在恩赐上没有一样不及人的，等候我们的主耶稣基督显现。
Here the word you, referring to the people in the church, is describing how the church is gradually growing up.
知道你们咧，系讲到教会里边嘅人，描写紧一个教会系点样逐渐嘅成长。
But it also says the church has been taught to expect one final glorious day, the second coming of our Lord Jesus Christ from heaven.
咁呢度咧，亦都系有讲到教会咧，系咧有人教佢哋知道咧，某一日会来临嘅，就系耶稣会第二次嘅翻嚟。
And you see in these two verses, the day refers to the second coming of Jesus Christ.
咁呢一日咧，就系讲到耶稣会再翻嚟，荣耀翻嚟嗰一日啦。
Let us turn to the book of Romans, chapter 2.
我哋翻去罗马书嘅第二章。
Chapter 2 of Romans and verse 16.
罗马书嘅第二章十六节，第二章十六节。
Romans 2, verse 16.On that day, when, according to my gospel, God will judge the secrets of men through Christ Jesus.
照着我的福音所言，就在神藉耶稣基督审判人隐秘事的日子。
So according to the gospel which the Bible proclaims, there will be a day of judgment. God will judge all mankind.
根据圣经所讲的这个福音呢，将来是会有一个审判日的，神就会审判全人类。
But he won't do it himself. He has appointed Jesus, whom he raised from the dead, to be his sole representative. That's why the Bible here says God will judge the secrets of men through Christ Jesus.
但是他不会自己亲自做，他指派了耶稣，就是神将他叫他从死里复活那个，做他的唯一的全权代表。所以呢，这里就讲到神啊，藉着耶稣基督审判人。
And what does the word fire means?
火这个字又是什么意思呢？
The word fire in this context also means the glorious coming of Jesus Christ from heaven.
在一段圣经里面呢，火的意思也是讲到耶稣很荣耀的回来那
天。 Let us flip to 2 Thessalonians chapter 1, verse 7 to 8.
是帖撒罗尼加后书一章。
2 Thessalonians chapter 1, verses 7 and 8.
帖撒罗尼加后书一章七至八节。帖撒罗尼加后书一章七至八节。
To get a clear picture, I'll read starting from verse 5.
要睇到清楚啲上文下理呢，我会从第五节开始。
5 to 8.
第五至第八节。
This is a plain indication of God's righteous judgment, so that you, that is the church, may be considered worthy of the kingdom of God, for which indeed you are suffering. For after all, it is only just for God to repay with affliction those who afflict you, and to give relief to you who are afflicted, and to us as well.When the Lord Jesus shall be revealed from heaven with his mighty angels in flaming fire, dealing out retribution to those who do not know God and to those who do not obey the gospel of our Lord Jesus.
这正是神公义判断的明证，叫你们可算配得神的国。你们就是为这国受苦。神既是公义的，就必将患难报应那加患难给你们的人，也必使你们这受患难的人与我们同得平安。那时主耶稣同他有能力的天使从天上在火焰中显现，要报应那不认识神和那不听从我主耶稣福音的人。
So when the Apostle Paul used the word fire in our text today, it is referring to the kind of glorious scene when Jesus will descend from heaven with his angels.
当圣经用到这个火这个字形容那日的时候，他意思是讲到那日耶稣很荣耀降临的时候。
But the use of the word fire has a second layer of meaning.Fire also refers to the all-revealing effect of Jesus' judgment.
但是火这个字有另一重的意思。火呢也是指到耶稣审判当日要显现显露所有一切的事。
Well, for this second meaning, let us turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 4.
要明白这一点，我们回到哥林多前书的第四章。
So we have come in one full circle back to our text today.
我们兜了一个圈之后又回到今天的主要经文。
First Corinthians chapter 4, that is the immediate context of our text.
哥林多前书第四章就是今天主要的经文的下文。
We'll read chapter 4, verses 4 to 5.
我们看四章四至五节。
I am conscious of nothing against myself, yet I am not by this reason acquitted, but the one who examines me is the Lord, referring to Lord Jesus.
我虽不觉得自己有错，却也不能因此得以轻易，但判断我的乃是主。
The word I is referring to the writer of this letter, Paul the Apostle.A well-known leader of the early church.
我这个字就是讲紧作者，就是使徒保罗，就是早期教会一个有名的教会领袖。
But Paul the Apostle has come under criticism of some members of the church. Some people have reason to criticize him, complain about him.
但是当时这个使徒保罗呢，是受到当地的教会一些人的批评，这些人觉得有理由去批评使徒保罗。
And Paul is writing these words in verse 4.
所以呢，保罗就写以下第四节的说话了。
Although some of you are critical of me, he says.
他就说呢，虽然你有人是批评我。
I myself am not conscious of something against myself.
但我自己的良心呢，就不觉得自己有错。
But it doesn't mean I have no wrong.
但是并不等于我真的完全没错。
The one person who judges me, who examines me, is the Lord, he says.
但是判断我的人呢，也应该是主自己。
The Lord referring to Jesus Christ.
主在这里呢，意思是指主耶稣。
Let's read verse 5 carefully now.
我们要继续看第五节，小心的谨慎看。
Therefore, for this reason, do not go on passing judgment.Before that time comes. But wait until the Lord comes, who will both bring to light the things hidden in the darkness and to disclose the motives of men's heart, and then each man's praise will come to him from God.
为了这个缘故呢，时候未到，什么都不要论断，只等到主来，他要照出暗中的隐情，显明人心的意念。那时，各人要从神那里得着称赞。
There will be a judgment day for the church.
将来呢，教会要受审判的。
First the church, then those outside.
首先是教会，其次就是教会以外的人。
Because there will be a final test, let's not criticize or judge others in the church. We may be mistaken in our judgment of others.
因为将来会有一个最后的考试。让我们不要在教会里面彼此批判，我们的批判有可能是错的。
Also, let's not be too confident about ourselves. in case we miss out what we have done wrong.
让我哋咧亦都唔好自以为是，万一咧我哋系遗漏咗，其实自己都做错咗一啲嘢。
Neither should we be thinking that we are guilty of many things.
就以为咧自己乜嘢都系自己嘅错。
We may not be reliable in our own judgment.
我哋点样判断自己咧，都未必一定准确嘅。
On that day when every baptized person will present herself in front of Christ's judgment seat, the very presence of Jesus on that day will show up whatever we have done wrong, whatever we have done right.
到了那天，我们每一个受洗的人都要站在这个基督的审判的台前。那当日主耶稣自己呢，他就会照出我们每一个人人心所做的，所想的一切。
Each person in the church will receive recompense from God through Jesus for good or bad.
咁每一个人呢，善嘅就会得到称赞，恶嘅就会得到恶果。神就会通过耶稣去赏善罚恶。
That's why we see in verse 5 things like things hidden in the dark. And in my American translation, in verse 5, we see also the word hidden motives and thoughts.
所以第五节嗰度讲，他要照出暗中嘅隐情，隐晦嘅动机会被照出来。
This then is the second reason why that final judgment day is described by a test of fire。
所以点解咧呢个最后嘅大审判呢，亦都系被形容为一个被火考验嘅一个日子。
So today we have studied an important but a very solemn topic together.
所以今天我们研读了一个很重要的题目，也是很严肃的题目。
I return to the question I asked on the outset.
那我回到一开始我问的问题。
Why are we being careful in admitting people for baptism? Today we've looked at two reasons.
为什么我们去收人受洗是这么严格呢？今天我们看到两个原因。
Are we really being careful in admitting people for baptism? Or maybe we should ask,Are we being careful enough?
我们去收人受洗，谨不谨慎，小不小心呢？或者我们应该问，我们够不够谨慎呢？
Well, we've looked at two reasons why we must be careful.
我们看了两个原因，就是讲到为什么我们要这么谨慎。
We're being careful so that the church won't fail our responsibility as a temple of God.
我们谨慎是因为我们作为神的圣殿，我们不会失职。
The second reason,We're being careful so that the church won't fail that final test of fire.
第二个原因呢，我们要谨慎，以致到我们不会通过神给我们的最后的考试。
Let us conclude in a prayer.
我们用祷告去结束今天的信息。